So today's Aliyah is Chamishi. And Chamishi, as we started yesterday, is one of the three Aliyos of the Parsha that go through the Yom Tovim. The first, yesterday there was the Yom Tovim of Pesach and Svira and Shavuos. And today is a very short Aliyah, which actually gives us an extra minute or two to speak about it. It's the Aliyah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's actually a very important section because this is really one of our only mentions of Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. Yom Kippur we spent a lot of time on last week. Achrei Mos Kadoshim. Achrei Mos goes through the Avodah, what it's about. But Rosh Hashanah really is mentioned here, and I guess Pinchas. And that's really all we know about Rosh Hashanah. It's in the few Pesukim it says, Daber B'nei Yisrael, tell B'nei Yisrael on Chodesh HaShvi'i, and the first of the month, in the seventh month, Yelechem Shabbaton, you can have a Shabbaton, Zichron Shrua Mikra Kodesh. Zichron Shrua, remembrance of a Shrua, this Mikra Kodesh. Kol Melechas Avodah Lo Sa'asu, V'yikratim Yishal La'ashem. So you can't do Melacha. So again, what does it tell us about Rosh Hashanah? It's a Shabbaton, it's a Zichron Shrua, a remembrance of a Shrua, like a sound of a shofar, Mikra Kodesh. Can't do Melacha, and V'yikratim Yishal La'ashem. You have certain karbonos. And then right away goes to Vaydaber Shem Moshe Limor, Ach Be'asor LaChodesh, on the 10th of the month, and right, that's Yom Kippurim, and it goes through everything about Yom Kippur. This piece about fasting, about not doing work, and Vinismus Nafsho Seichem, and it goes through the Yom Kippur discussion. So really, this is our main source of Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. In Parshas Pinchas, we discussed the Karbanos of Rosh Hashanah. This is it. It doesn't even call it Rosh Hashanah. The phrase Rosh Hashanah doesn't show up in the Torah. This is our source. In fact, the Torah just tells us Chodesh Zelachem, right? Rosh Chodeshim is Nisan. So, how does this fit in? What is this Zichron? All it tells us is this is Zichron Shrua. You don't do Malacha, and then it tells us about Yom Kippur. And then really, what I'm going to share in just a minute is going could be a much longer shiur and like it requires a lot of Mamari Chazal and just the history and the development of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah really is more of like it's a significant name in it. It has big calendric ramifications that right, the Rosh Hashanah, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it starts off discussing all the halachic ramifications of it being Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah for what? What things are counted by this Rosh Hashanah? But the Torah calls it Zichron Shrua. And I think that really the Torah is telling us what Rosh Hashanah is really about at its core. It's really getting to the bottom of what is supposed to be understood about Rosh Hashanah. We have to understand it on a pshat level in order to be able to appreciate how Chazal understand it and really enrich that understanding. So it seems that the description of Rosh Hashanah isn't left out at all. The text clearly understands it to be understood in the context of Yom Kippur. That's what I believe, right? Because it says right after Ach Be'asor, but on the 10th of the month, then it speaks about Yom Kippur. Meaning, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are a package. They're a package deal. And Yom Kippur, we've already learned a lot about, first of all, in Achrei Mos. And now it tells us a long paragraph about Yom Kippur. And Rosh Hashanah is like a prelude to that. If you read the text carefully, I think that's what's going on here. Even though there's two introductions, Vaydaber Moshe, Vaydaber Hashem and Moshe Lemor. But by the Yom Kippur, it starts off with Ach. Ach, but on the 10th of the month is Yom Kippurim. 10th of the month is Yom Kippur, meaning that it's indicating that the Yom Kippur is Ach, it's a response to what we just experienced, what we just spoke about, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement, where we have the opportunity to cleanse ourselves from all our averos. Rosh Hashanah comes 9 days before this, and it's referred to as a Zichron Shrua, a remembrance of the shofar blast or trumpet blast. So just take a look at the Rishonim over here. Ibn Ezra says that it's a Zecher to Hashem's Malchus. That's what it means, Zichron Shrua. Svarno explains it similarly, just using the words of the Pasuk more carefully, saying it's a remembrance of the Truas HaMelech, the trumpet blast of the king. The point is, though, that the first of Tishrei is a reminder to us that Hashem is king. The purpose of that is for what should be achieved over the following 9 days, culminating on Yom Kippur, which is complete tshuva to Hashem. So while Rosh Hashanah is the Zichron Shrua, a remembrance that Hashem is king, Ach, says the Torah, but the actual encounter with that king, with the who has the power of life and death in his hands, is felt more intimately on Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are one package, and to look at Rosh Hashanah as a holiday in a vacuum, that's incorrect. There's only a couple psukim. All it tells us is it's don't do malacha. It's a zichron shrua, and in Bamidbar it says it's a yom shrua. But what's going on here? But it should be understood as it's part one, it's phase one of the Yom Kippur process. The Aseres Yimei Tshuva, the Yom Ha'Ra'im, it's phase one of that and can only be understood within the context of Yom Kippur. And that's just one example of some of the great insights into the Yom Tov we can get by looking what the Torah does say about it, but sometimes even what the more importantly, what the Torah does not say about it.